I don't think the albums we've made in the last few years have been, I'm not saying they've been bad, I just, they haven't been the band, really. And I felt that on this last record, especially in the middle of it, we lost our sax player on Big Whiskey. There was a focus that we had, because we sort of had realized, I guess, maybe that we should be, I guess it's stubborn and maybe a little more arrogant and a little more selfish about what we make. But a lot of the album, at least the momentum, the start, the drive of the album came from us all sitting in a circle, starting in Virginia when Roy was still alive, and just playing, and real spontaneous, not jamming, because that implies that we're all trying to, you know, lick each other to death. I can't bear it. It's my least favorite thing to do. The feeling in this band from the beginning was that you wanted everyone to be themselves. It wasn't like, let's construct a, you know, an environment. We weren't trying to be a, you know, we weren't trying to be anything other than ourselves. You know, I guess I should take a little responsibility for it, but really it's because I'm thrilled and have been thrilled to be with these guys, and the only time I'm really happy with a band is when we're all given everything we have and that we're all joyful. When, you know, when it becomes a job or when it's work, which happens occasionally, that's a lot, that's no fun. But when it's open and joyful, that's when it's magic for me, you know. And then I don't care what anyone else thinks.